Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Salam to Tena and Stalin. Greetings, Erev Tov. Good evening. Here, here, here. Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast here, Wisdom Wednesday, or Wednesday Wisdom, right? The Wednesday Wisdom, Wisdom Wednesday right here. Here for the fourth day of the seventh, fourth day of the Shavua right here. We have the fourth Aliyah here. We're at the 17th sabbatical study, Jethro. Today's daily psalm, according to royal order, is Psalm 136 here. We have Psalm 136. It comes again here, according to the royal order. Previously, it was, what was it, one, two, three, about 4 days ago. It was here in the season on the 15th of January. We had Psalm 136, and here come again. So we have some extras to share. So let's get started right here, here, here with Wisdom Wednesday, the Rastafari Wednesday podcast right here, here, here.
Salamta, Beit Seb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Yes, I. So here, words of wisdom. Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, words of wisdom. Wisdom.
Sing the dark sayings of old. Definite wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Sorrowful, your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, nah, nah. Right, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous ones shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely. Sing the dark sayings of old. Not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh,
Yes, I podcast right here. Wisdom, a natural mystic. Wisdom is like the natural mystic blown to the ear. Listen carefully, y'all. Y'all here. Wisdom, wisdom. Jamal Yisrael, here.
The Proverbs, chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Thank you. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Shalom lakem. Yes, I shalom to you all. Shalom. Be quiet from any fear of evil. And here, that segues right here for the Rastafari Wednesday Wisdom, the Wednesday podcast right here. The segue is to the evening psalm here, according to the royal order, the evening psalm here for the fourth day of the week, the fourth day of the Shabuah. Here for the Wednesday we have Psalm 94. So the segue from first chapter of Proverbs, introducing the divine wisdom, right? The mother, we can say, wisdom. As Yeshua HaMoshiach says, that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So here, segue to the evening psalm. We have Psalm 94 right here. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Hear the evening psalm for the Wednesday, the fourth day of the week. Plea for divine judgment. Yes, a chant right here, Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation, Jah vengeance.
Psalm 94, a chant for the congregation. The avenger, the vengeance Jehovah, to thee, to the eye belongs. Proclaim thy wrath aloud, great judge of all, redress our wrongs. Let justice smite the proud. They say, Jah, nor sees nor hears. Fools, when will they be wise? Can he be deaf who formed their ears, or blind who made their eyes? Their thoughts shall meet his stern rebuke. He knows them false and vain. But should his saints transgress, a look shall win them back again. Thy chastening arm, who meekly feels that man is greatly blessed, to such thy mercy, Jah, reveals a law that yields him rest. While many a roving dream and care comes over I deep and sad, my wild thoughts branching here and there, thy comforts make I glad.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous, and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Thank you.
And you're here for this 19th of January. We have Tim Kett, which is the baptism, Melkam Tim Kett, of Gitachin Jesus Christos by Johannes from the Temple, by John the Baptist. John the Baptist are here, according to the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, the True Church and Pressing Church, and other Oriental churches here, Eastern Oriental churches. We have right here the baptism, or the epiphany, in the sense of the baptism of Jesus Christos. Malcolm, Tim Kett, right here. Malcolm, Tim Kett, right here, the 19th of January. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Tell you that the seven now, quit. Tell the devil seven now, you can't go and go tell the devil seven now, don't get them. Tell the devil seven now, say them can't keep them blood money, we no want it. Every day me want to fill up with your spirit, so that everything you feel, God me feel it. Me want minister with your strength and by your power, and whatever you desire, just reveal and me will speak it. God, there's something when you fill up with the spirit. You become untouchable, better believe it. It's like the blood over the door, temptations come back no more. The devil see your destiny and don't believe it. There's something when you fill up with the Holy Ghost. It's like the Holy Spirit living on your innermost. It's like the Jeremiah fire, evil desire, retire. Holy Spirit, fill me to give me a woman. Fill me with your spirit, Jesus. Fill me with your spirit. Holy Ghost, divine, full up by your spirit, Jesus. Fill me with your spirit. Oh, God, me.
Come on, tell me, liar, over every year then. Put the tools you can put up at my billion then. No, the spirit is wicked, Christ, have this year. Yeah, but no, the night is just like John of Craven. Well, if I got to come to,
I decide for this, you know.
It don't make sense for turn out. I do a hall and your money come from the
sea.
Come on, tell me, liar, over every year then. Put the two shoes you put up out like Billy then. No rest for the wicked, Christ have this year. Yeah, but none of it up it up like Sean of Craven. Well, if I got second two, straight two, I got me a good do, me a good two. It don't make sense for turn out. I do a hall and your molly comes from the floor.
He's got a world in his.
For God's sake, come true.
He's got a world in his head.
I do. Me a go through, me send me gone. Me not go look back no more. Cause eternally me safe and secure.
Me send me been there, me done that. Me done got the t-shirt from New York to London. Jam down straight to T-Dot. Me if you send me perfect and down a wrong. And no me that enough time. Me slip on a job and I get broke up like C-Lot. If I ever me fall off fast, me have to get up back. The longer me step on the gun, the hardest thing to get back and chop. Me can't afford this track, cause me constant on the right track. But me ready if you go through with me, well I'm a intact.
Well if I got to come to, straight to, I got me a good do, me a good do. It don't make sense for turn out, I do a hall and your molly comes from the floor.
He's got the world in his head, he's got the world in his head.
The light taker, the light.
right necker. The breath of life blower and the breath of life stopper. The dandapper, the real shatter. The big papa, the rain stopper. The Saddam and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire bomb dropper. The devil plan stopper, stopper. He's my savior, nobody greater. The David spiritual navigator. The Paul and Silas nail breaker. He found favor.
He's my savior. I am that they say that I am. The man who's got the world in his hands. I am. Do they say that I am? The man with the mask.
Wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud. Proud to be black. Me not bleach me face and me not dry. Me not young shit. Black and she proud. She not shy, yeah. She not put in no implants cause she bond with that. Yo. Black and proud. Tell the world. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And wonderfully made. And wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud. Proud to be black. Me not bleach me face and me not dye me not young shit. Black and she proud and she natural, yeah. She not put in no implants cause she bad with life. Me not bleach me face and me love how God met me. Not dye me not cause me love how God met me. Not change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love. She not do no tomato cause she love how God met me. Not put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. See your body parts and straight say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how me love how God met me. Your people inspect me. Look how me trash out Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out and road still a text. But my girl text them back. Yes the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant on the young lady. I know your hands them black like the Wesley. And your face white like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, road boy bleach for you so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes black is beautiful. Bleach me face cause me love how God met. Not dye me nuts cause me love how God met. Not change me nose with no plastic. Me black and me proud and me love how God met. Do not tell me to cause she love how God met. She no implants like Wendy and Betty. See her body parts and straight say them sexy. Black and me proud of me. You have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good in a need, no compliment. No boy take pity now your face because I am paid. You ready to rather be a single and live under a tent. Cause you don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you down on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fake friends. No bother make nobody tell you to kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live, no make shit and tell me jump up on a bridge. You me now bleach me face, cause me love how God met me. Not dye me nuts, cause me love how God met me. Not change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God.
When me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that women feel. When me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Don't call me cause when me take a free, yeah. When me take a free, take a free. Me can't believe the thing them when me see. Cause when me take a free, take a free. When me take a free, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. Cause when me take a free, me go a wedding, me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see no. When me take a free. So me kick back and I meditate
a disciple DJ,
me realize that something a going in a mankind. Somebody has to get up a look. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me have to drop down for me knee. Cause when me take a pre, yeah. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a pre, take a pre. When me take a pre, me see that world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a pre, me go a wedding. Me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see none. When me take a pre, me see no. Bandila, but me look, but me couldn't see no tea. When me take a pre, entertain or blind themselves. Just forget little publicity. When me take a pre, me never know the man could have been said. Till one day when me hear Tommy. Tommy, when me take a pre. When me take a pre, take a pre. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a pre, when me take a pre, take a pre. Me a fin drop to God for me.
Signs of the time, signs of the time, signs of the time. Reasoning, I out from who you cut this man.
and brush my teeth. Me a tell the whole of them the most tired tweet.
When me take a breath, so me kick back and I meditate on
them.
Me realize that something a go on in a mankind. So me have to go take a look. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me have to drop down for me. So when me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breath, take a breath. When me take a breath, me sit down earlier. I want to sleep. So when me take a breath, me go a wedding, me see the bride. Me look, but me couldn't see none. When me take a breath, me see no. When me land, but me look, and me couldn't see no sea. When me take a breath, entertain a blind themselves. Just forget little publicity. When me take a breath, me never know the man could have been said till one day when me
hear
me.
Me
when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing that women see. So when me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me a feel drop to God by me knee. So when me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing me I see. So when me take a breath, take a breath. When me take a breath, me see the world, yeah. I want to flee. So when me take a breath, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and can't buy diaper for the pink knee. When me take a breath, politician want more property while the poor can't buy a cup of tea. When me take a breath, no heart is a broad like a before Europe, I make money. When me take a breath, the only man the Christian bow to, and Jesus son of the Almighty. Yo, so me take a breath, then another look. Then me take another stare straight in the holy book. Me see why God rattled the place shook. Come and worship anything, cow, goat, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust size. Sometimes me wonder if me eye them have the right. Who did ban black? How come you turn white? And if it don't for me, it don't come by your skin, man. When me take a breath, yeah. When me take a breath, take a breath. Me can't believe the thing the woman see. When me take a breath, when me take a breath, take a breath. Me a fi bust down for me.
Signs of the signs, signs of the signs, signs of the signs. From wake up this morning and brush my teeth. Me a tell you all of them the most I a do it. And if a badness you approach it, my youth me a tell yourself to stop it and nobody do it. Come on, toes are free reach when me touch the street. Me not say nobody can this, but if you try, my God a protect me, yeah, because him no sleep. Yeah, in the beginning God make a damn for Eve.
That's right.
So me can't understand how some man a program of them good wife and I tell her feeling. I me see the signs of the time, them no for them no see it is like the devil blinded. First I run red for the dollar sign, them swing to the cross, step away from the land minded.
The devil is a liar and him want to see me bone. From me get saved, them no love on the tone. Me see God deep praise and me sing the devil down. Sing the devil down, you know me sing the devil down. For life in a me body and the breath in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus, blood it up, you all up on me tongue. All up on me tongue, it's up,
you all up on me
Them ready me up. Different generation. What for fear the loss at any cost? The devil is a liar and him want to see me bone. From me get saved, them no love on me tone. Me see God deep praise and me sing the devil down. Sing the devil down, you know me sing the devil down. From life in a me body and the breath in a me lung. Now praise the Buddha, no me sorry, Mr. Chung. Jesus, blow the coffee, wall up on the tongue. Wall up on the tongue, it happy, wall up on. Them so old, me talk so bad, not whom I come from, jam down. In a pot, walk, dig up tree in a one. The Holy Ghost, the Father and Jesus the Son. Jesus the Son in my life number one.
Save my soul, save my soul. Jesus alone can save my soul.
I know that every breath I breathe you give back, every ear
run my head, you numbered. And before I think you know what, no matter how drop me number slide. You want the ships on the rig, want take the rocky ride. Real God man, so we not compromise. Bills them pile up, but still faithful in our time. Christ always make a way. Take care of the birds, and we take care of they. Bleak now, but tomorrow brighter day. Matthew 6:25, go look where it says. That's why me no worry myself. Things not go good, me no worry myself. You are God, me no worry myself. I know you got my book.
Jamming the beat. Jamming the beat.
Part of the panic, but somebody know me.
Yeah, 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 right there for this Malcolm Timkett. Yes, I, beautifully good. Baptism, holy, the Isle of Baptism of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christus, Jesus Christ. He said in that lyric right there, said Matthew 6:25, go read, see what it means right here. This is speaking about the cure of anxiety. Trust in the Father's care. Here in St. Matthew, Caduce Mateo, here Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25, it reads, therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, for what ye y'all shall eat or what ye y'all shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye y'all shall put on. Is not the life, the liberty, more than meat, more than food, and the body than raiment, than clothing? Yeah. Said Matthew 6:25, go read, see what it means right there. So we just went there. We actually was in Matthew because he is sharing that audio right there for this Wisdom Wednesday, this 19th of January, this Melcom Tim Katz here. The reason for the season, here, just go to Matthew's gospel right here. Here we have the baptism of Jesus, of Yeshua here in Matthew chapter. We're in Matthew chapter 3, here, verse 13. So here, the reason for the season, and I would say, Melcom Timkett, Johannes Matemko. John the Baptist in the Amharic is called Johannes Matemko, the baptizer. Right, the whole reasoning on the baptism is so very, very important. But here, according to the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, we have Timkett, the baptism. John the Baptist, Johannes Matemko, the baptizer, the one, the immerser. Baptism, what is baptism? What is the significance of baptism? What's the metaphysical of baptism here for Timkett, right? Melcom Timkett, the baptism, Timkette, the baptism of Jesus. Here, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan, to Johannes, to John, to be baptized of him. But John, Johannes, forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Yeshua answering said to him, suffer it to be so now, suffer now, for thus like this it becometh us, I, to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Verse 16, and Jesus and Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, look, the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit, the Spirit of Elohim, of Exiah, of Zdena, descending like a dove and lighting up on him. And lo, look, a voice from heaven, from the Samayat Shemayim, saying, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. So here, the reason for the season right here, for this Timkett, Melcom Timkett, happy, good, beautifully good, happy baptism, blessed baptism, here, here, here. St. Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to verse 17, giving us the basic theme of the Timket of the baptism, the Timketa Iesus, the baptism of Jesus of Yeshua. Now, it's interesting here, because here it says in verse 13, then cometh Yeshua from Galilee, Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan, to the Jordan to John, the Baptist, to John to be baptized of him. But check this out here. John forbade him. John said, nah. Why did John say that? John said, no. But what did he say? He said, I have need. So here, Johannes Matemku, the immerser, here at the Timketa Iesus, at the immersion or the baptism of Yeshua, of Iesus, of Jesus Christ, he says to Yeshua, he says that I have need. So John had a need, he says, to be baptized of thee, speaking to Yeshua, speaking to Jesus, speaking to Jesus. And cometh, and then he asked the question. So he confessed a need. And then he asked the question, and comest thou to me? Wow. You know, you think about this here, and just to grow in grace and the knowledge of Adonainu, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Getachin Jesus Christos, of I and I Master, Jesus Christ. It's interesting right here because John is baptizing. He's preparing this way, like the voice crying in the wilderness. Right? He's preparing a way for Adonai, for Getah, for the Master, the Sovereign. And when Yeshua now comes from Galilee to Jordan, to John, to be baptized of him, Johannes, keeping it honest, like Johannes, he forbade him, saying that he had a need to be baptized of Yeshua, and asked, why did Yeshua come to him? Now, this is the point that we seek to make when we make the comparison of Marcus, Messiah, Garvey, I, you say Black John the Baptist here, in the movement of John people, with John the Baptist baptizing the so-called colored N-words, Negroes, in the Ethiopian, right, in that true black, that divine, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? So he's speaking to Israel as John the Baptist was speaking to the Yehudi, the tribe of Judah, and to those Israelites. But here, John says, I have a need to be baptized of thee. So we ask the question, when John the Baptist was caught up in prison, if you go from chapter 3, right, if you go from chapter 3, some chapters forward, right, you move some chapters forward where, I think it's chapter 11, there it goes, chapter 11, yeah, chapter 11. And chapter 11 says, and it came to pass when Yeshua had made an end of commanding his disciples, interesting right here, here in the season, the 17th sabbatical study for this Rastafari Shabbat Strong, we have Jethro or Yitro, right? And in this Torah reading and feeding, we have the commandment, right? The 10 words called the 10 commandments. But here in St. Matthew chapter 11, it says, and it came to pass when Jesus made an end of commanding the 12 disciples, the 12 Talmudim, the 12 Decamus Amore, he departed thence. From there to teach and to preach in their cities. So here it says now, coming to the second verse, that John the Baptist, Johannes Matemku, he sends disciples. He had his own Dekamezamorit. In the Amharic, they say Dekamezamorit for disciples. It has like a child of the Psalms, Dekamezmor. Within Deka Mezamorit, that's disciples, Deka Mezmor. So we have Mezmor, the Psalms, the chants, the Isis. In the Hebrew, we say Talmid, one who is in the Lamad, the learning. Talmid is a disciple, and Talmudim are the disciples. So John, John here, it says he sends disciples to question Yeshua. He sends disciples to question Yeshua here in Caduceus Mateo in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 2. Now, when John, Johannes, had heard in the prison the works of Moshiach, the works of the Messiah, called in the translation Christos or Christ, the anointed, the works of the anointed, he sent two of his disciples, Talmidav, Talmidayo, two of his disciples, his Talmudim, and said to him, said to Yeshua, these disciples saying to Yeshua, art thou he, on behalf of John the Baptist, art thou he that should come? Or do we look for another? Do we look for another? Now, there's two questions here, right? First question, John. Remember, John, he had heard about, right? He had heard about the works. He heard about the works, right, of Moshiach, of Messiah. While he was in prison, wasn't Marcus Garvey in prison too? Yeah. First he said these things, and then he said those things afterward. Like John first says these things over here. He says, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Right? He said that he admitted from the first that he had a need to be baptized of Yeshua. Right? He baptized of water. Later on in John's gospel, another John, different Johannes, right? Another John in John's gospel, John the Beloved, or some say John Mark, right? John the Beloved, John the Revelator, right? In John's gospel, another John, don't confuse John, let's call John the Revelator. In John's gospel, we have John the Baptist, right? He's stating, right, that the one who comes after him, right, he's stating that the one who comes after him baptizes with spirit, with fire and with spirit and with Holy Spirit, right, with the fire and the spirit, and that he is baptizing with water. So thus, when John says, firstly and foremostly, at the Timketa Iesus, at the baptism of Yeshua, of Jesus, which according to the true church and the professing church, the Church of Philadelphia, of Brotherly Love, Church of His Majesty, the Tewahedo Church, and the Oriental Churches, the 19th of January is when the baptism of Jesus Christos is celebrated, is celebrated. So here we're zooming in on the reason here, right? The meditate, iditate, and reason on the reason for the season. So John says to Yeshua that he had need to be baptized of Yeshua. Therefore, not to be baptized by water, because John clearly states that is him, John the Baptist, Johannes Metelko, that is there to baptize with water, but the one who comes after him is greater than him, and he's not even worthy to untie his shoes, to untie his kicks. He's not even worthy. All right. So let's scroll to Matthew chapter 11 again. Now, when John had heard in the prison, now how did John get into prison? We have to ask that question. How did Marcus Garvey get in prison? Right? So you're talking about Ethiopia, right? Since John the Baptist was talking about the one who's coming after him, since Marcus Garvey was talking about Ethiopia and speaking about Rastafari and his majesty, he got offended. You see, chapter 11, the chapter, in a sense, that reveals on a certain level John the Baptist, his spiritual bankruptcy, so to speak. Remember, of men born of woman, there's nobody greater, right, than John the Baptist, according to Jesus Christ, right? But he who is least in the kingdom is greater than he. Why? If you read the chapter and study Matthew chapter 11, you both will learn more about the John the Baptist situation, right, and also be more enlightened, right, into the true, the fuller revelation of what the first of the Rasta mind say, that Marcus Garvey is John the Baptist. But many have not explained it very well, and then look at John the Baptist and say, if he is our black John the Baptist, then give thanks, John the Baptist, for the baptism. I follow fully the Messiah, etymology of Haile Selassie. Because what we find happening as we go through the Gospels and into the Epistles is that later on there were still other disciples, followers of John the Baptist, that did not even know there was such a thing as the Holy Spirit. Wow. So there were Israelites. They were Israelites. Get this. They were Israelites. They were Judahites, Judeans. We can say Jews, even like we, the black Jews. They were Judahites, Israelites, the followers of John the Baptist, right? So we can't really question, you know, that, you know, like are they really Israelites? Yeah, they're really Israelites. But they don't even know that there is the Holy Spirit. Interesting. Yes, it's in the Bible. They didn't even know there was the Holy Spirit. And we get to see Rav Shaul, Rabbi Saul, a.k.a. the apostle, the great apostle of the Gentiles, Paul asking them, well, into what were you baptized? He asked them, into what were you baptized? So we have to understand, what does baptism mean? Yes, we know the act of baptism, baptizing that John the Baptist did in a somewhat prophetic ceremonial sense, right, was that mikvah. We say mikvah in the ancient Hebrew. Modern Hebrew, we say mikveh. Mikveh is like an immersion bath. It's like a cleansing bath. It's like a full immersion bath. It's almost like, as somebody says, like they took a bath. And people say, oh, when do you shower? No. I took a bath. I ran the water and I just got in there. You know what I mean? You just go under the water, the full cleansing. So what John the Baptist was doing was, for a point of fulfilling a word of prophecy that he was given, that was given to him, even we can say before he was born. If you go back to Zechariah and Elizabeth and the birth and also his birth and the birth of Jesus, you know, I think we're cousins, right, as it were, right? So the significance of that baptism also has another meaning into what were you kind of initiated in? In other words, into whose baptism? Because it's the question of Shaul, a.k.a. Paul, right, when he asked them, into what were you baptized? And they said, what did they say? They said they were baptized into John's baptism. Isn't this the same baptism that Yeshua HaMoshiach, that Jesus Christos is being baptized, right, into? That John the Baptist is seeking to forbid, right? He's seeking to forbid him. And he seemed to forbid him by saying that he has a need. He says, basically he's saying to Yeshua HaMoshiach, he says, listen, you don't need to be baptized by me. I need to be baptized by you. So question right here. When did John the Baptist fulfill that word that he seems to be alluding to, even in John's gospel and elsewhere? When did John get baptized by Yeshua? Or we really should ask the question, did John get that need, right? Remind me of Bob Marley, Burhana Selassie and Wheelers, BMW, Bob Marley and the Wheelers. There's a tune like, every need has an ego to feed. Burhana, was that the reason why you said that? Right? Every need has an ego to feed. See, because here, John in Matthew chapter 3, verse 14, this is Timket, right? The 19th of January is Timket. So let's talk about Timket. What about, oh, he's baptized. Okay, he baptized. Jesus is baptized. Okay. Ooh. But that's not what we should be teaching or preaching. It's what the scripture says, what the glory of his majesty says, what the Bible has his majesty. Ketamawi Haile Selassie. And if you're a Rasta, you're not dealing with what his majesty says and teach. You could kick rocks or hopefully the rock kick you. You understand? But here it says that John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee. Then he ends up in prison, right? In chapter 11, right? Chapter 11, we find that John had heard, like in this Torah reading and feeding, it's something very interesting, you know, seeing the season, right? The remembrances, the Isla days, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrew connection, the Judeo-Christian connection, and seeing how it comes together in that fullness as the ancients and the Israelites of Ethiopia saw it. Here we have the Torah, the 17th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, which is Yitro, Moses's Midianite, right? Midianite, Ethiopian father-in-law, right? Right here. And it says that, and Yitro, and he heard of all that Jehovah had done for the B'nai Yisrael, for the children of Israel. And he came forward. When he came forward to bless he who be who he be, and to sacrifice the he who be who he be for all that he has done for the children of Yisrael. And he is the first one to do so after all that Jah had done, did for the children of Israel. He's the first one to say, Baruch Yahuwah, blessed be Jehovah, for what he had did. He's the first one. All right. So right here, here, we have John hearing too. This is that faith comes by, huh? Huh? You there? Brothers, sisters, are you there? You listen? Okay. Faith comes by what? By hearing. And hearing by the word. So here in the word it says, now when John had heard in the prison the works of Messiah, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, art thou he that should come? Wait, hold on for a moment, John. Is this the same John? Is this the same John that says we could scroll to John's gospel? Not the same John. That's not the same John there. But this is the same John who says in the other John's gospel, right? John the beloved, John Mark, Johannes Marcos' gospel, right? He says there, you know, that he's not even worthy to unlace his shoes and stuff like that, and won't come after me is greater than him. Then he says to Yeshua himself, he says, I have need to be baptized of thee. So my question is whether he ever was baptized of Yeshua. Oh, you just thought John the Baptist baptized. Did you think that John, because he's called John the Baptist, I get it. He's called John the Baptist, so you think that it's just John the Baptist. No, he was one, he had a mission. Even the prophecy points to that prophetic word of a voice crying in the wilderness, like Marcus Messiah Garvey, I Black, Ethiopian Hebrew, John the Baptist, who came to the wilderness of North America, that voice. And what a voice. When you hear Marcus Messiah Garvey speak in some of the audios, you can hear that voice. That's that voice, right? And we can imagine even John the Baptist having a very powerful voice. And so many people gathered to him, and the big people were against him, but the little people loved him. And he was preparing this way for the Messiah to come forward. That's why he says to the Messiah that comes forward that he has need to be baptized of him. But then Yeshua says something very, very interesting to him. Let's go over what Yeshua says to him. And Yeshua answering said to him, suffer it now, right? Now, if you look in the Bibles, KJV, it says, it to be so. Those words are not there. It to be so is italics. So really it's more directly what's not italics. Suffer now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. You see, even the translation is more direct, right? Not suffer it. It to be so, but suffer now, suffer, deal with it. Now, here, there's a footer here in the Schofield Study Bible, right? It says down here, the footnote here says, why one who needed no repentance should insist upon receiving a rite which signified confession. So some who want to argue against the divinity of Rabbeinu Adonai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, they will say, well, look, see, he was baptized because of the baptism, because of sin and everything. So you see, Yeshua, you know, he was obviously admitting that he had. So this is where the footnote comes to respond to that imagination. It says, why one who needed no repentance should insist upon receiving a rite, a ancient Hebrew rite that signified confession and repentance. Now, if we look in the same chapter we're in, Matthew chapter 3, you know, we're going here and there, you know, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is how you do it. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 5, it says, right, Matthew chapter 3, verse, is it verse 5 right here? Let's just go here again. Yeah, verse 5, right, we have verse 5 and verse 11. Verse 5, it says, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. And in verse 11, it says, John the Baptist says, I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. Here it goes, right? He testifies here as well as in John Gospel chapter 1. But here in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, he says, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear, he shall baptize you with Holy Ghost, but Holy Spirit and fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge. The purge is on. The purge is coming. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. So here we have the testimony right before we have Yeshua, right, coming forward to John the Baptist to be baptized of him. We have Yeshua's testimony, and elsewhere he testifies. He says, once again, just to read this again, because this is very important in understanding the testimony. This is the testimony of John the Baptist. See, there's some areas of scripture that might not make sense. And it might not make sense because you didn't make sense of something previously written. It's like a book. You can't just, if a book has 10 chapters, you can't go to the 10th chapter or the 9th chapter and think you understand what it's talking about. You have to recognize, well, what is laid as a foundation in the early chapters. So here in the early part of it, he is stating exactly, you know, almost like what his mission is, who he be and what he's about and who's to come after him. He says he baptizes with water. The water baptism, right? Baptism with water. I baptize you with water to repentance. So why did Yeshua come to him? This is why John even says that he has need to be baptized of Yeshua, not the other way around. But then Yeshua says, suffer now, right? For thus it becometh us, John the Baptist's cousin. You know, it becometh us, I and I, to fulfill all righteousness. And then, upon saying that, John the Baptist understood and says, then he suffered him. So why one who needed no repentance should insist upon receiving a rite that suggested or signified, that signified confession? Not just suggested, it signified confession and repentance. For example, in the Torah, it speaks about like the leper and the cleansing, and they say that one shall wash, you know, themselves and bathe themselves in water. You might not see the baptism connection because you read it in English. But if you read it in the context, the idea is an idea of baptism, the idea of cleansing, right? Cleansing, purging, cleansing, right? Nowhere in the scripture is this directly explained. There's not like a verse that just explains it or sums it up. But as you read and study and compare scripture with scripture, it should become and hopefully become more obvious. Now, it is, and it may be suggested based on the scripture, one. First, couple of points here on the baptism of Yeshua HaMashiach for this Iesus right here. First point, that Iesus, Yeshua, was now to receive, some say and some suggest, his anointing with the Holy Spirit, with the Ruach HaKadosh, the Memphis Kedus, the Isle Irit, right? We have this here in verse 16 of chapter 3 of Matthew. Two, right? So Yeshua is now receiving to Kabbalah, his anointing with the Holy Spirit to his threefold, his Trinity office, his threefold office of prophet, priest, and king. This can be suggested based on the scripture, right? Now, in the Levitical order, we can go to Exodus to see part of this Levitical order, Exodus chapter 29, verses 4 to 7. The high priest, the real high priest, not a man who might want to do priesting and be high, because too many, you know, I want to say this to a lot of the other camps and even some of the Rastafari camps, brothers and even priests that are main priests. Call yourself and have yourself called the main priest because you're the main priest in that region. But let's get out of this habit of calling ourselves high priests. You know, a lot of our brethren in different camps, Israelite camps, everybody's high priests. And some of them even claim, say, that they, you know, that they admit in Yahweh Shai or Yeshua. But yet, Yeshua is that high priest. We only have one high priest. right, according to the order. In the later days and times, they would have another priest, and sometimes he would be referred to as a high priest, almost like a double later on because of some of the ups and downs. And this is something that man, like a man-made thing that was going on later on. So you do find later on that there were like two priests, and both of them were referred to as like the main, quote, or high priest. But anyway, Yeshua being the high priest, and based on the first high priest and based on the first Christ or Messiah or anointed in the Bible. Question, who was the first Christ or Messiah in the Bible? When we say Christ, we're not looking at it in white Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, counterfeit Christian, Latter-day Gentile Christianity terms. We're looking at it in biblical terms, in scriptural terms. Right? Who was the first one to be Messiah or anointed? Let's put it like that to be clear. Who was the first according to the Bible? In other words, who was the first Christ and who were the first Christians in the Bible? According to the Bible, it would be Aaron. Aaron is the first one in the Hebrew scriptures or in the translation that is anointed. Aaron. The first anointed ones, Meshachim or Meshachawian, Messiahites, so to speak, or first Christians, would be his sons. So it was the high priest, Aaron, and his sons. They were the only ones in the whole camp of Israel, according to the pattern, that were the priests. All priests are Levites, according to the Old Testament, according to the Torah pattern, but not all Levites are priests. Again, all priests, see the priests, the only ones who are priests of Israel, according to the scriptural, the Torah, the biblical pattern. See, if you don't understand the pattern, then you rush up into the New Testament and start talking about this and that. They knew what they were talking about. The writers of Hebrews knew what they were talking about, but a lot of New Testament-only so-called Christians don't know what they're talking about because they don't have a good foundation in what the New Testament is speaking on because they don't have no Old Testament. They forsake it except for tithe. And as the chaplain, international chaplain, duly elected, Brother Raj Seymour said, right, they only keep nine. They talk about 10 commandments, but only keep nine at least. You know, but here, the high priest, right, according to the Levitical order found in Exodus chapter 29, verses 4 to 7, the high priest was first washed, then anointed. Again, the high priest, and when we say the high priest, we could also say the high priest is also the one who is anointed, the one who is Messiah. The one who, according to New Testament terminology, would be Christ, right? So the first Christ, according to the Bible, to say the first Messiah, the first anointed, was Aaron. That's why in the New Testament, if you look at Hebrews and read elsewhere, it compares Yeshua, right? It's explaining how Yeshua is now the high priest and how it's now according to this type, right? But after the order, right, of Melchizedek, but from a higher covenant, but according to some of the basic righteous, as Christ said to John the Baptist, let us fulfill all righteousness. Why? Because no doubt Adonai and Yeshua understood in the fulfillment, right, of the word, who he be, that word made flesh, that the high priest is first washed, then anointed. Again, the high priest is first washed and anointed. Just put it into basic terminology. It's nothing strange or extraordinary here. It's just basic. When you wash, when you bathe, right now you want to anoint yourself or you want to put on oil. You want to put oil on your body, but you're dirty. What's the first thing you do? Put oil on and then you wash and put more oil on? No, you first wash. You know what I mean? You first bathe, right? And after you bathe, then you put lotion, anoint, ointment, so you anoint. So that's a basic principle. First wash, then anoint. First wash, then anoint. In other words, none are to be, no dirty body, no dirty body. It's supposed to be anointed. First wash, and then anointed. Right? Now, while Messiah, Yeshua's, right, the Messiah's priestly work did not begin till he, quote, offered himself without spot in the Levitical Torah language without blemish. In other words, one could not find in him truly any violation of Jah law, without spot, offered himself without spot or blemish to Elohim. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. And his full manifestation as that king priest after the order of Melchizedek, here reading the Schofield study notes, it says, awaits the kingdom. Awaits the kingdom. Now here's the connection with the revelation, right, of Adonai Jah, Rastafari, Kedemawi, Halasmasi, that manifestation of the king priest after the order of Melchizedek, and that kingdom that we have in the glory of his majesty, the Bible, Genesis chapter 14, verse 18, the Schofield Study Bible has an excellent note. Yet he was then anointed once for all, secondarily, the second point. But John's baptism was like the voice of Elohim to Yisrael. What we get at John's baptism, the baptism of Yeshua, right, the Timketa Iesus, the baptism of Yeshua, what we get here is the voice of Elohim, the voice of Jah speaking to Yisrael. And the faithful, the believing, the faithful remnant responded. The faithful remnant responded. When you look at verse 5, it says, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan. Because you'll find as you study the scripts, the gospels, that after the baptism and after it was news and after it was known, it's like John the Baptist said, that he shall increase, yet I shall decrease. And then we'll see, understanding that when you get to chapter, say, 11 of Matthew, then it's understandable what happened to John the Baptist, that he, after saying all these things, now in prison, frustrated, right, off-ended, offended. But his offense is really that he did not fulfill even the word that he even says it to fulfill. Think about it for a moment. We could say Marcus Garvey never went to Africa. He got into this stuff with Du Bois. Remember Du Bois? He got into that stuff back and forth with Du Bois, right? Du Bois, right? He said the same thing like Du Bois instead of Du Bois. Now he didn't want the French way. So Du Bois, right, he finally goes to Africa. I think Ghana, Liberia. He went to Africa. He wept. He broke down. He said he was so wrong back in the days. You know, the whole Tarleton tent thing, going against Garvey and all of this. Finally, he was in Africa. Isn't this ironic? Garvey talked about going to Africa after they sold him for rice, right? Or rights, you know, after he sold him for rice, you know, Jamaicans, you know, back then, they kicked him out. They pushed him out. And the first place he fled, right, was England, right? He didn't go to Africa. Curious, ain't it? It does not take away nothing that I'm saying, which is the facts, both about John the Baptist and Marcus Garvey, takes away from their greatness. Remember what Yeshua said? Yeshua said in chapter 11, let's go here. We're going to keep moving forward. That's today's daily Psalm 136. But here, and also this Torah reading for the fourth day. But here, if you read in Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11 will give you the true 411. Wow, ain't that something? 1-1 is 11, right? But the true information on John the Baptist, and hopefully the Holy Spirit will show you how it applies to Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Here in 11:11, let's go 11:11. People like these numbers thing, right? 11:11, you know, the 11:11, look what time it is. It's 11:11. Well, in Matthew chapter 11, verse 11, can I go there? 11:11 says, verily, amen, right? I say to you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist, than Johannes the Temple. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. He that is least in the kingdom of heaven. Wait, so is Yeshua saying that John the Baptist, of men born of woman, and he's speaking mainly of the Israelites, you know, right? So your name is the Israelite, right? Because ye worship that which you know not. We know what we worship for salvation of the Jews. So he's saying that of those born of I and I, John the Baptist is the greatest. Now, this is ironic and interesting, isn't it? Well, of course, maybe it's with him accepted, right? No doubt there's another place say that when he says this, of course, he's like accepting himself. I think it's in Hebrew, except for him. You know, like subduing everything, putting everything under his feet with himself being accepted. He's putting everything under his feet for the Father's kingdom. But here, he says that men born of woman. Was not Yeshua, Jesus, Yahawashi, Jesus Christ, Jesus, born of woman? But he says in 11:11, Matthew 11:11, he says, verily, in truth, amen, I say to y'all, among them that are born of woman, they have not risen a greater than John the Baptist, notwithstanding, in spite of all that, right? Notwithstanding, nevertheless, like we say, nevertheless, that being true, but nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven, of the heavens, is greater than he. Why does he say this, brothers and sisters, right here? Well, look at verse 6, 11 and 6, a couple of verses ahead. It says, and blessed is he whosoever he be that shall not be offended in me. Love that verse right there. That's a quotable right there, right? 11 and 6, Matthew 11 and 6. And blessed is he, blessed be whosoever shall not be offended in me. Blessed be whosoever shall not be offended in me. That was a part of his answer to John's disciples that had come to him. Can you imagine? They came to him saying, he sent disciples. He was thinking about this in prison, no doubt, right? And now he sent disciples, right? And disciples are thinking, man, John is asking Yeshua what? Yeah. Are you he? Are you the he? Are you who? Ata who? Is the I he, right, that should come, or do we, I and I, should we be looking for somebody else? Now, why would John ask this? Prison break, no doubt his conception of the Messiah, no doubt thought that the Messiah was like, you know, like people had their ideas of what the Messiah would do. They had their own kind of eschatological imaginations. I'm not saying that anything per se is wrong just to imagine something, but you check it out so you can tell, well, this is just what I'm thinking. But here's what the word says. The word is very clear that Yeshua is fulfilling what the word says, but John the Baptist, like many others, like even some of the other Jews, they had their own ideas. Oh, he's going to be a warrior king, and he's going to fight the Romans and stop Roman centurion police brutality. Yeah, there was centurion police brutality. That's why Barabbas went about and he killed some of the cops, you know, the centurions, right, of the Roman Empire and everything. You know, in other words, Jerusalem was like a hood under siege. You know, like when they have police all up in the neighborhood, that's how Jerusalem was. So they were expecting someone to come, right, who would be like King David, fighting the Philistines, slaying Goliath, doing all these things. And when it did not happen that way, when Yeshua instead is teaching and preaching and healing and talking about, you know, the kingdom of heaven is in the kingdom, you know, one wasn't getting that. They're expecting it to come with an outward show. And now John the Baptist is in jail. So he's expecting, well, since I'm your forerunner, like your spokesman, the one that went before you to prepare the way for you, what about me here? Right, I'm up here in jail. Herod got me in jail. Right, so if you're the Messiah, I baptize you. What about me? Now, many ones and ones really need to kind of like look over that right there. You know, chapter 11. One more verse right here. Since I mentioned it, I would like to share the verse right here, so ones won't say, "Oh, he's talking. He's not bringing no scripture." I'm bringing enough scripture, maybe too much scripture, right? But, you know, the scripture is here in the scripture. Here we have Acts of the Apostles. Let's go to Acts of the Apostles, right? Acts of the Apostles, right? We're in Acts of the Apostles, chapter chapter 18, verse 25, for example, it says, this man was instructed in the way of Ha'adon, of the Lord of Geta, and being fervent in the spirit and the irid, he spake and taught diligently the things of Ha'adon, of the sovereign of Geta, of the Lord, knowing, notice what it says in Acts chapter 18, verse 25, knowing only the baptism of John. So that means that we have this one. Who is this? Is this Apollo? Let me see. It's Apollo, right? And a certain Yehudi named Apollo, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures. He came to Ephesus. This man instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. So just because he had the baptism of John only, right, but he still had to come up. Like some of the Rastafari only know the baptism of Marcus Garvey, although they're talking Selassie. They're talking Selassie, but they only know the baptism of Marcus Messiah I, right? Marcus Messiah I, Garvey I. Overs, let's go over here, right here, here, here. Here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, the next chapter, right? We have Paul right here, right? It says right here, and it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, certain of the Talmudim, the Decamus Amorit, he said to them, have y'all received the Ruach HaKadosh? Have y'all received the Memphis Kedus? Have y'all kabbalahed the Ila Irit, the Holy Spirit, since y'all had faith, have you received? So that means that when we have faith, comes by hearing by the law, HaTorah, but after we have faith, we still have to receive something. Because some people have faith and think they know everything, but first we have faith, and according to the pattern, it seems as though one has to receive. So we can see the pattern here. John the Baptist was baptizing with water, but Yeshua now with Holy Spirit and with fire, right? And one had to receive that. So even John understood that his is the first part of a process, right? And then after him comes the Moshiach, the Messiah. So Paul now is asking these ones, he says, well, have y'all received the Holy Spirit since y'all believe? This is Acts chapter 19, verse 2. And they said to him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. So here we have these disciples right here saying that they have not even heard so much. In other words, among the teaching that they were taught, they wasn't taught very much, right, about the Holy Spirit. Right, it's like when I say to certain ones, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity. Some say there's no Trinity in the Hebrew. No, you're like the followers of John the Baptist. You didn't even know whether there was a Holy Spirit. It didn't mean that others didn't know, but y'all didn't know. Y'all received something good, but your education got stunted. You know, you need to continue. You need continuing education. Right? Here, verse 3, it says, right? It says, and he said, and Paul now says to them, to what then were y'all baptized? You know, I was like curious. I was like, well, if you don't even know, you haven't even heard as whether there is the Ruach HaKadosh. So into what were you baptized? Right? He says, to what then were y'all baptized? And they said, to John's baptism. So you see the challenge here, right? Even amongst Rastafari, right? By the new name, the precious thing, because John came forward. Our John the Baptist, Marcus Messiah Garvey, you could say teaching and preaching in the wilderness here of this North Black America, of this North Black America, this wilderness of America up here, right? In that blackness and consciousness and the Ethiopian connection, which you know connect with the Israelite, are you not as shown the Ethiopian connection, right? And then he went to Jamaica and proclaimed a word there, as others, Reverend James Morris Webb proclaimed that word first up here, and others picking up, you know, disciples going forward to different regions to proclaim and to preach. right? And then we get the Rastafari, the movement, the part of the movement coming through and from Jamaica, right, that gets a little bit limited to the Garveyite thing. You'll find that whenever Man of Man has to put Garvey next to Ms. Match, you don't need Garvey next to him any more than Yeshua HaMoshiach needed John the Baptist next to him. It's John the Baptist that had a need. Let's be clear, right? To be clear, it's John the Baptist had a need, and he declares his need. Yet he never fulfilled that need, because if he had fulfilled that need, ones would not be bucking into ones who are sincere, who are of the faith, who are going out there, but they're not properly prepared. Many of the Rasta men, and even many of the camps, many of the mansions that they like to call themselves houses, are not properly prepared right now, because they still are stuck on John's baptism. I'm talking about on the baptism of John, not the baptism of Yeshua. Once talk about Isla Irid, a few do. That's interesting. Only a few do. A lot of ones talk about fire, 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 fire. But notice, it is Holy Spirit fire. It's Holy Spirit and fire. So right here, then said Paul, John verily, for real, y'all, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, for real. Right, Marcus Garvey, he baptized that baptism of a change of mind, that black people need to have a change of mind, because of Negro and colored. You know, he says the Ethiopian, right, that spectacle of Ethiopia. In fact, let's just do this right here, 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 since we are connecting this MCAT right here with John the Baptist, and of course for I and I, right, of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. You know, the connection here also is with, you know, Marcus Messiah Garvey. Let's hear this here.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
And we say, right here, 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 we say, so I, Yadin, Ras Iadonis, say to my fellow Rastafari, we have to move past the baptism of Marcus Garvey into the fuller foot of Kedemawi Haile Selassie. But here in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verse 4, it says, then said Paul, John verily, for real, baptized with the baptism of repentance. Repentance means a change of mind, right? Saying to the people that they should believe on him who should come after him. Right, and this is a Rastafari connection, even among the so-called Garvey movement, to believe on him who should come after him, right? That is on Moshiach Yeshua. And verse 5 of Acts chapter 19, look at that. Acts chapter 19, and here in the Gregorian calendar, it's January 19th for the Timket, right? The baptism, the Ilibration, the Orthodox, the ancient church baptism. Ilibration, Remembrance Day. The fifth verse here says, when they heard this, they were baptized, it says, in the name of Ha'adon Adawan Yeshua. It says, and after they heard this, they were baptized. And when Paul had laid his hands up on them, the Ruach HaKadosh, the Isla Irid, came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. So we get a 12 right here. And he went into the synagogue, into the Knesset, right, into the Hebrew church, and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of Elohim. And we can go into this a little bit more right here, 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 but we'll go over it again. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, there's a couple of first words right here to think about and the significance for I and I, right, chosen and faithful Rastafari, Ethiopian Hebrew people, and the Rastafari people, yes, I, Jah people, here, here,
if the
here.
White man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in. That's right.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Amen. And he'll be succeeded by the oncoming generation. So here into the 21st century.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761.
Here. We got like 26 minutes like to go through today's daily psalm. It's a psalm that comes again. You know, we had a couple of days ago, and here we have it again. And it's interesting in what it speaks of here with the Exodus, the children of Israel. Here's the Torah reading and feeding that we're in right here. If you didn't get a chance to go through it in the Royal Amharic, would like to go through it, hopefully, you know, verse by verse coming up after this. Here is what Marcus Messiah Garvey as I, Rastafari John the Baptist, is what he baptized, that repentance, how black people, you know, view themselves, you know, how they view their blackness, their God-given, you know, being created in his image and after his likeness was just 180 degrees opposite of reality. So they had to be clean, right? They had to be baptized. Yes, I. Here.
Don't seduce to reduce my knowledge. Because I will always break those barriers and burn down bandits. Oh Lord God Almighty, grant me all privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fast things. I have no wife, God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no wife, God. It's just some love, Messiah. Oh white God, don't bless. So him not blesses. I have no wife, God. Teach me anything wrong. Who do I God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God. It's just some black messiah. If a white God don't bless, so him no bless. I want what is right for mine. So me not stay mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. Unknown and to the youth. In the process of time, we will know the truth. So give we white follow on in the black community. The black messiah you try to shield with fantasy, but we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me victim of your branches and sand. Oh God, I won't be conquered in this reason. Oh yes, I have to stand and go strong. Don't tell me off your white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I am no white God. It's just a black messiah. Oh, white God, I bless you. Him not bless. Oh, me face can't touch with anger. Cause that no right. Oh, good all things. Good and quality, you will be most. white supremacy. What is me and you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you a sick member. I know do everyone go and punish. Bear your iniquity, you have no wisdom or wit. All evil lost people shall think in a I am no white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I am no white God. It's just a black mess. If a white God a bless, no, if not bless, it's love. I'm no white God. Don't tell me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I am no white God. It's just a black mess. If a white God a bless, I cut this like Moses with the rod. With one strong bucket of almighty fire God is the only second party. Dance is love. Free guide me through the darkness where the Eden died. Fear wasn't any doubt, but a voice that made me shout. Behold, that a youth have complete the road. I have no white God. Don't tell me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression?
Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever,
forever. በቅንፍ 136 እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ቸር ነውና ምረቱም ለዘላለም ነው። ያማልክትን አምላክ አመስግኑ ምረቱ ለዘላለም ነው። የጌቶችን ጌታ አመስግኑ ምረቱ ለዘላለም ነው። እርሱ ብቻውን ታላቅ ተአምራትን ያደረገ ምረቱ ለዘላለም ነው። ሰማያትን በብልሃት የሰራ ምረቱ ለዘላለም ነው። ምድርን በውሃ ላይ ያጠና
ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ብቻውን ታላላቅ ብርሃናትን የሰራ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለፀሐይ ቀንን ያስገዛው ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለጨረቃና ለከዋክብትም ሌሊትን ያስገዛቸው ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ከበኩራቸው ጋር ግብጽን የመጣ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እስራኤልንም ከመካከላቸው ያወጣ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና በጠናች እጅ በተዘረጋችም ክንድ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የኤርትራን ባህር በየክፍሉ የከፈለ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እስራኤልን በመካከሉ ያሳለፈ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ፈርዖንንና ሰራዊቱን በኤርትራ ባህር የጣለ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ህዝቡን በመድረ በዳ የመራ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ታላላቅ ነገስታትን የመጣ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ብርቶችንም ነገስታት የገደለ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የአሞራውያንን ንጉስ ሴዮንን ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የባሳንን ንጉስ አግን ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ምድራቸውን ርስት አድርጎ የሰጠ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለባሪያው ለእስራኤል ርስት ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እኛን በመዋረዳችን አስቦናልና ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ከጠላቶቻችንም እጅ አድኖናልና ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለሥጋ ሁሉ ምግብን የሚሰጥ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የሰማይን አምላክ አመስግኑ ምህረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና
Psalm 136 Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever.
Here, 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 today's daily psalm, Royal Amharic here, also the English, KJV translation, Mizmor Kofel Lamed, wow, Psalm 136, Psalm CXXX. XVI, Psalm CXXXVI, Psalm 136, and it's a hymn of praise. The psalm, this psalm, today's daily psalm, is often called the Great Hallel, Hallel, known as the Great Hallel. There's also an introduction to the Hallel Psalms in Psalm 113, Psalm CXIII. Now, like the previous psalm here in the series of psalms, here 136, the previous 135, it is a compilation for liturgical use, for kadase, for, we could say, congregational, aggregational worship, liturgical use, lauding and, in a theological way, applauding Elohim, the true good, the true God, Exiavia, as the controlling power of nature, of the Netches, even the Netches of Netches, and of Yisrael, Israel's history. Now there's a refrain. The refrain is like the chorus line that was sung by the choir of the Levites or by the congregation. So it says, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. This is for his mercy endure forever. That right there is like the chorus line. So it's like a call and a response, right, amongst the children of Israel in a liturgical use for like a kedaseh, the kaddish. You know, we come together to gather, to worship. This is a great hallel, the great praise, the great Isaac, the great praise right here, here, here. So here, the right off the roll and hark and about to go into the grace period of this podcast, so just a reminder for ones and ones and ones. Yes, I.
Legashun, Agarashun, Legashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic. In other words,
many are calling, no? Many are calling, few are choosing.
So the next verse right here, 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 in the lineage, right, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews right here, we have Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, Meto Salasa Amis, the Kintwist, Meto Salasa Sidis. So in parentheses is 136. In the ancient numbering, it was known as Meto Salasa Amis, in other words, 135. But here we have Mezmor Dawit, today's daily psalm, Psalm 136 from the Metaf Kedus, from the Book of the Seven Seals of the Massey Bible. Here we're reading, we're using the Parallel Bible. We have the Amharic on one column and then the English KJV. So here going through verse by verse, right here, here, here. Sima, Sima. Hear this. Sima Rastafari, hear this. Shema Yisrael. Bismah, Willeman, Fiz Kedus, Ahadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralen, we begin. Kutaran, verse 1. Exiavirin, ameskenu cher nuwinna, miheretu lezalem nuwinna. O give thanks to Exiavir, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Exiavirin, Exiavir, sustainer, the good, generous Ab. Exiavirin, ameskenu, praise y'all, give miskana y'all. In other words, miskana y'all, give thanks y'all to Exiavihar. Exiaviharin, ameskenu, chernawina. For he is good, for it is good. If you look at the KJV where it says he is, it's italicized, and here looking at the Royal Amharic is much like the Hebrew here. Some say for he is good. The context here could also be brought out, give thanks to Jehovah, to Exiavia, the sustainer, for good. Chernowina, cher, we have chernet. Chernet is like goodness or generosity, but when you study the root of it, it has a sense of open-handedness. Cher. Chernowina, nowina, for he is. Exiavirin, amesknu. Chernowina, Meheretu, his mercy, Lezalalem, forever, for Iva, Lezalalem, Nawinna, for he is, for it is, for his mercy is forever. Exiavirin, Ameskenu, it's like a command. It's a command to you all to give Miskana. So we say Miskana, thanks and praise. Speaking to a group of ones, saying to praise, Ameskenu. Ameskenu, Exiavirin, Ameskenu, Chernowina, Meheretu, Lezalem, Nowina, Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Ye Amaliktin, Amlaka, Ameskenu, Meheretu, Lezalem, Nowina. O give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Ye Amalikt, Amalikt, Amalikt is the Ethiopic for like gods. the Amalektin of the gods Amlak, the god of gods, the Amalektin, Amlak, Ameskenu. Give thanks, y'all, to the god of gods, the Amalektin, Amlak, Ameskenu, Meheretu, Lezalem, Winna. For his mercy endureth for Iva Meheretu Lazalem Nawina Kutar Sos. Verse 3. Ye getochin geta ameskenu meheretu lazalem nawina. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Give thanks, ameskenu, to the Lord of Lords, to Ye getoch. Ye getochin. Ye getochin. Geta ameskenu. Give thanks, y'all, Meheretu, his mercy, Meheret, Meheretu, Meheretu, his mercy, Lezelalem, for Iva, to the world's Vaden, Lezelalem, Nuwina, for his mercy, his Meheret, endureth forever, it's forever, for it's forever. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Ursu, Bechawina, Talak, Atamratina, Yadarege. Meheretu lezalem nawina, to him who alone, all one alone, doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever, for his mercy endureth forever. Here, here, here. Just looking at the print copy. Just look at the print copy right here, here, here. Yes, yes, yes. Just to make sure that it lines up. All right. Here, I look at the book and now to the parallel Bible, Kuter verse 5. Kuter Amis, Kuter Amis, verse 5, number 5, Kuter Amis. Samayatin, Bebulhata Yesara, Meheretu, Lezalem Nuwina. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Samayat, Samayat. Samayat, Samai is a heaven. Ethiopically, Samayat is the heavens. The heavens. Samayatin, Be-Bilhat, Be-Bilhat. Bilhat, Bilhat is like wisdom, is like another level of wisdom, right? But it refers to simply put wisdom, right? Wisdom, a higher understanding, like wiseness, right? Tibeb. Tibeb in Amharic is the word for wisdom, but this is in the wisdom group. Samayatin bebilhat yesera. Yesera, the one who made. Yesera. Meheretu, his mercy, lezalem, nuwina. Forever it is. It's forever. Kutar sedis. Verse 6. Midrin bewuchalayatena. Meheretu lezalem nuwina. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Midrin, midr, midr. Midr is like the earth, the land, the midr. Midrin, the ni at the end, it has a definite article, the definite object marker. So linguistically, we know where the emphasis of the verb is. So midr, midr, earth, midrin, the ni at the end is because of the direct object marker, linguistically speaking. Right? But here, midr, the earth, the land, be-wicha lie upon, above the wicha, water, be-wicha lie above the water, yatsena, he made it firm. He firmed it up, strengthened, shored it up. Midrin be-wicha lie yatsena, meheretu, lezalem, wina, his mercy. Is for it is forever. Kutera Sabbat 7 verse 7. Bichawin talak abrhanatin yesera meheretu lezalem nuwina. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. Bichawin. Now Bichawin is right here. Bichawin actually is alone. That's interesting that it has it there looking at the KJV translation. Bichawin, right? Bachit, like Bachitawi, Bachit, like to say alone, right? Bichawin, alone, talak, the great ones, like great as like many great ones. Burhanat, Berhanat is a plural coming from the G'ez construction of Berhan. Berhan. Berhan is light, and Berhanat is a G'ez construction, an archaic, you say, construction for light. If it was Amharic, it would be Berhanoch. Berhanoch, if it was Amharic. Here, this is G'ez, Berhanatin. Yesera, Yesera, the one who made, to him that alone made great light. It should be in the translation. Meheretu, lezalem, wina, guter, cement, verse 8. Let sahayak enena yaskazal, meheretu, lezalem, wina, the sun to rule by day, le for sahai, 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 sahai. The Tzahai, Tzahai, the sun. Let Tzahai for the sun. Kenin, Kenin, for the Ken, day. Ken, Kenin, Yaskazal, Yaskazal, to rule. Let Tzahai, Kenin, Yaskazal. Miheretu, Lezlem, Wina, Kuter, Kuter, Zekain. Verse 9. Let Cherekana, Le Kwakibitima, Le Litina, Yaskazacho. Meheretu, Lezlem, Wina, the moon and stars, Le for Chereka, Chereka, Chereka is the moon, Kawakivit, Kawakivit, another good is construction for the stars, or to say the constellations. Le Chereka, Na, Le Kawakibitim, Leilitin, Leilitin, the night, Yaskazacho. The moon and the stars, Yaskazacho, to rule by night. Right? The moon and the stars, like they rule the Leilit. Leilit. Leilit is the night. Leilit in Amharic. Meheretu, Lezalem, Wina, for his Meheret is for Iva. Kuter Aser, verse 10. Ka de Kuracho Gar Gibsena Yemeta. Meheretu lezalem wina ka be kuracho gar. 90 seconds, y'all. I got 90 seconds mark. Call in, call in, call in. 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761. About to ride up 90-second mark right here, here, here. Here we have Kuter Aser, verse 10. Ka be kuracho gar gibtina yemeta. Meheretu lezalem wina, to him that smote, that hit, yemeta, yemeta. 60 seconds, y'all, that hit, yemeta, that hit Egypt in their firstborn. Now here, Bamarinya, we have the Bekur, Bekur, Bekur. Right, the Bekur is like the firstborn. Bekuracho, their firstborn. Ka bekuracho gar is to say, and with their firstborn, ka bekuracho gar, and with their firstborn, gibtin, gibit, gibit, Egypt, gibit, gibit, gibtin, yemeta, hit Egypt, and hit Egypt with their firstborn. As we brought out, even in the Hebrew, in the Midrash, it goes into that, right? They don't say it slew their firstborn, but hit them with their firstborn. Kabe kuracho gar gibtin yemeta. Meheretu lezalalem anewina. For his mercy, his meheret, meheretu. Endure lezalalem for Iva. Kuter Asra and verse 11. Israel nima kame kakalacho yaweta meheretu lezalalem nawina, and brought out in Exodus, still brought out Yisrael from among them for his mercy for Iva. Israel nim, Israel, 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 Israel nim, and Israel kame kakalacho. From Mekakelacho, from Mekakel, the Mitzacho, the Mitzka Mekakelacho, Yaweta, he brought them out. Meheretu, Lezalem, Wina, his mercy, for his mercy is for Iva. The word endureth is italicized, it's not there, but it's added to give other people a sense of the meaning. But directly for his mercy for Ivor. Uttarasara Hulet, verse 12. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm for his mercy for Ivor. Bet Senach, Senach, firm, Senach, Idj, 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 Idj is hand, Idj. Bet Senach, Idj, Betazaragachim, Kind, Betazaragachim. Beta Zaragach, 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 to stretch forth, like Ethiopian stretch forth her hand, but here, Beta Zaragachim, and she who is stretched forth, kind, kind, and the arm which is stretched forth. Mehiratu, Lezlemna, Wena, his mercy endure for Ivor. Just a little note, you know, with the divine double helix, since he created male and female in his image, in him is the male and female. He created male and female in his image. It's interesting that some places, like here, where it speaks about his arm, Beta Zeregach, Zeregach is like she who is stretched out, right? She who is stretched out, kind, kind is arm. Beta Zeregach, Beta Zeregachim, kind. Mehiretu lezalem nowina. Kutar asara source, verse 13. Ye etaran bahira be ye kafulua ye kafala mehiretu lezalem nowina. To him who divided the Red Sea into parts for his mercy for Ivor. Ye etara, etara is Eritrea. Etara, etara bahir. Ye etaran bahir, the Eritrean Sea. Beye kuflu, like in parts, ye kafala. He divided the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, into parts. Ye etaran bahira, beye kuflua, ye kafala, mehiratu, lezalem, wina, kutarasara arat. Verse 14. Israelin, be mekakalua, yasalefe, mehiratu, lezalem, wina, and made Israel, Yisrael, to pass through the midst of it. Israelin be mekakelu. Mekakel, the midst, mekakelu, its midst, be mekakelu, in the midst, yasalefe, yasalefe, to pass through. Meheretu lezlem, wina kutarasara amis. Verse 15. Pharaonin. Pharaonin na sarawitu be'etara bahir yetal. But overthrew Paro, Pharaoh, Pharaon, 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 Pharaona, Pharaoh and Sarawitu, Sarawi. Sarah means to work. Sarawitu is like workers or like laborers or like hosts. Sarawitu and his host, Sarawitu, be etera, in the etera, in the Eritrean Bahir. Bahir, the Eritrean Sea, Yetale, Yetale, the one who threw him down. So literally saying, well, like you throw something down, like you throw garbage, like you throw it in the trash, like throwing a ball or throwing something. That's what happened to Pharaona, Sarawitu, Beitra, Bahir, Yetale, Behiretu, Lezlem, Nwina, and the chorus line, his mercy for Ivor, Mihiratu, Lezalem, Nawina, Kutarasara Sidist. Verse 16. His vuna be midurabeda yemera, Mihiratu, Lezalem, Nawina, to him who, in the KJV, it says which. If you listen to me carefully and you follow along, I change that up to something more appropriate. To him who, he who be who, to him who, led his people through the wilderness. His boon, his people in the heart, his boo, his people, his people, his boo. When we say his boo, add the oo, like his people. His boon, the midre beda, in the wilderness, the midre, the earth, the land of beda, of like kind of emptiness, of beda, the midre beda, yemera, yemera. The one who guided or led, the one who guided or led. Hizbuna be midre beda yemera. Meheretu lezalem wina Kutarasra Sabat, verse 17, Chaverim. Talak anis negistatina yemeta meheretula lenuina. Talak, talalak. It's not talak here, but it's talalak. Talalak. Talak means like, talak is like great, like you're speaking of one, right? Talalak. Talalak is like great ones. Talalak a negestatin. Negestat. Negestat. Again, we have a g'ez to show the roots here. A g'ez for kings. If it was Amharic, it'd be negusoch. Negusoch. Here in his massive Bible, we have some of the ancient g'ez, right? The g'ez construct. Talak a negestatin. Negestatin. Yemeta. Yemeta, who smote, to him who smote, or better, meta means to hit, like you hit something. Yemeta, who hit, great king, talak and negestatina, yemeta, meheretu, lezlem, wina, for his meheret, meheretu, lezelalem, lezelalem, wina, kutera asara, cement, verse 18. Bartuoch nima negestata yegedele meheretu lezalem wina and slew and killed. Literally yegedele, yegedele, the one who killed, right? The one who slew, the one who killed, and slew famous kings. Now it says Bartuoch nim, Bartuoch, Bartu. Berta, Berta, Bertu. Bertu is like to be strong, like strong king. But in the understanding of the etymology, the ancient etymology, vigorous kings. They were strong kings, but they were vigorous kings. They were strong because they were vigorous. They were really bad about it. But he slew them. Yegedele. Bertu ochnim negestat yegedele. Meheretu lezlalem wina. Kutarasara zetain. So he slew not so much famous kings, but he slew like strong kings or vigorous kings. Kutarasara Zetain, verse 19. Ye Amorawianinan Gusa Sewanin, Meheretu Lezalem Nwina, Sihon, Sewan. In Amharic, from the Ethiopic, we pronounce Sihon as Sewan, Sewan. Sewan, Yamorawiyan, Yamorawiyan of the Amorites, Yamorawiyaninanibus, Sewanin. It's kind of interesting because in the Amharic, Amora, Amora, right? Not Amara, see the importance of the vowels, but Amora, Amora actually is a vulture. It's kind of interesting when you think about it, right? A vulture, the Amorites. Right, that's why we refer to the Anglo-Americans as being part of that Amorite ancient confederacy. But Amorawian min Nagusa Sewanin, Sihon, king of the Amorites. And the chorus line, Mehiretu Lezalalem Nwina, Kutel Haya, verse 20, Kutel Haya. Yeah, Basan min Nagus Agin. Meheretu lezlem wina and Og, king of Bashan, and Og, king of Bashan. Yeah, Basanin Nugus, the king of Bashan. Yeah, Basanin Nugus, Ogin. Meheretu lezlem wina, kuter hayaan, verse 21. Midracho rista drigo yesete. Meheretu lezalem nwina, and gave their land for an heritage. Midracho, midr land, the possessive suffix acho, midracho, midracho win, rist, rist is inheritance, rist, rist, ye midracho win, rist, adrigo, adrigo, having done, ye set, having given, the one who gives, right? Adrigo, he having done, yeset, the one who gives. Midracho, rist, adrigo, yeset, and gave, and he is the one who gave, and he is, so when it says to give thanks, from the very beginning. It's saying give thanks to the one who, to he who be who he be, Yahweh, hey, who, and then it's bringing out his attributes, right? And one of his attributes here in the 21st verse is being the giver of the heritage, of the divine heritage. Midracho rist adgo yesete. Meheretu lezalem nowina ainai chan kutela haya hulet. Haya hulet. 2:22. Lebariyal le Israel rist meheretu lezalem nowina. Even an heritage to Israel, an heritage to, not unto, heritage to Yisrael, his servant, le for Bariyal, for his Bariyah. And I heard, and I know it's true, that among some of the Kehilat Ethiopians, sometimes, you know, might refer to someone as Bariyah, almost like slave, because the term could be interpreted erroneously, but sometimes as slave or Slav, right? But this is a good thing. I want I and I to pick this up to show the Kehilat Ethiopians the foolishness of their folly, because here in verse 22 of today's daily psalm, it says, Le Bariyah. So yeah, I and I over here in the West, yeah, we're Bariyah, we're his Bariyah. Le Bariyah, Le Israel Ris. And for his servant, le for Israel, for Israel, rist, a heritage. There's a saying that used to be used in the imperial courts before the godless and Cretan coup. It was called agaristo. Agar is country, rist is inheritance, so is man. The agaristo kashi ametu wadaristu. Kashi, after from a thousand, kashi ametu, ametu. After a thousand years, wada ristu, to his rist. So the word rist is heritage, le bariyal, and for his bariyah, le bariyal, le Israel rist, mihiratu le zlem wina, and heritage to Israel, his servant. And then we chant the chorus line, mihiratu le zlem wina, kutela haya source. Verse 23. Inyan be mewaradachin asbonalina mihiratu lezalem winna. Who, right, giving praise to he who be, who remembered I and I in our low estate for his mercy forever. Inyan. Inya is the pronoun for us. Inya, right? Inya Rastafariyawiyan, I and I Rastafari. Inyan, we, emphasis on we, be mewaredachin, mewared, like wared, like humiliation. Werede means to descend or to go down. In this form, it's like our low estate and our humiliation, you know, when we were down, like when, you know, down-pressed, in our down-pression. This is good. We, in our down-pression, inyan bemawaradachin asbo nalina. Asbo nalina, break down, let's break it down, asbo. Asebe, like hashab in the Hebrew, we have asebe, to think or to remember. Asbo, he having thought. Asbo nalina, asbo, he has thought about I and I. Asbo nalina, in our downpression. Inyan bemewaradachin, inyan bemewaradachin asbo nalina. Who has remembered, who has thought about I&I in I&I low estate, in I&I down pressure. Mihiratu lezalalem wina, for his mercy, for I, for kuter haya arat 24. Kutala tochachnema ija adnonalina, mihiratu lezalalem wina. And have redeemed us, I and I, from our enemies. Katalato chachnim ij adno nalina. Telatoch is like enemies. Come from tela, like haters. Say haters, right? Our haters, All right, and our haters, telatochachin, katelatochachin, and from our haters, from our haters, from the hand of our haters, from the hand of our adversary, our haters, katelatochachinim ij, adino, he having saved, adino, na lena, for he has saved I, for he has already saved I, katelatochachinim ij, adino, na lena. And we chant, Mihiratu, Lezalem, Nwena, Kutel Haya Amis, verse 15. Le Siga Hulu, Amigbin, Ayemiset, Mihiratu, Lezalem, Nwena, he who be, we be, who giveth food to all flesh. Le, for, Siga, word for flesh in them hearts, Siga, Le, preposition for, Le siga for flesh hulu all le siga hulu for all flesh migab is edible to say food it's not saying just flesh it's not saying vegetables but that which is edible migab le siga hulu migbin right emphasis on the food Yemiset, the one who, Yeset, he who gave, Yemiset. But here, the Yemiset is like the one who giveth, to say the one who giveth. He giveth now, and he will give from now forward ad infinitum. He's giving now, he will give in the future, right? In the other verse, we had Yeset, who gave. He already gave in verse 20-21. It had the verb in the sense of who had gave, like a past tense. Here we have Yemiset, the one who giveth. So giveth is in the sense of the present ad infinitum. So he gives, he will give. He is giving. Les siga hulu migbin yemiset, who giveth food to all flesh. Mihiratu lezalalem nuwina, for his mercy, for Iva to the world of Aden. Mihiratu lezalalem nuwina. Kuter haya sidis, verse 26. Yesamayin amlak ameskinu. Oh, give thanks to the Amlak of Samai, of sky, of the heaven. Here it has heaven in the singular. Yes, Samayin, Amlak, to the God of heaven. Ameskenu, give Miskana thanks and praises, y'all. So Ameskenu is actually an imperative. It's a command. So if you're speaking to, like, the brethren, I said, give thanks to the King of Kings, y'all. Yes, Amayin, Amlak, Ameskenu. Oh, give thanks, y'all. Give Miskana, Isis, y'all, to the Amlak of Samai. Yes, Amayin, Amlak, Ameskenu. Mehiretu lezalalem nawina, for his mercy, for Iva. Yes, I Rastafari. Today's daily psalm, Mezmore Dawit Metos Lasa Mis the Kintwis Metos Lasa Sadist. Yes, I Rastafari. Love this psalm. Just once again, let's ride through this. Exiavirin Ameskinu. Cherna winna, mehiratu lezalemna winna. Yamaliktin amlak ameskenu, mehiratu lezalemna winna. Yeketochin geta ameskenu, mehiratu lezalemna winna. Arsub chawin talakat amratin yadarrege, mehiratu lezalemna winna. Shemayatin bebilhat yisara, mehiratu lezalemna winna. Midrin the Wuhala Yatsena Mihiratu Lizalem Nwina. Bichawin Talak Abarhanatin Yesara Mihiratu Lizalem Nwina. Let's a hike and then a Yasab Zao Mihiratu Lizalem Nwina. Let's a Rakana Lekawakabitima Lilitina Yaskazacho Mihiratu Lizalem Nwina. kabe kuracho gar gitsin yemeta mihretu lezlem nwinna isanema bemekakelacho yaweta mihretu lezlem nwinna besnach eja betezergachim kind mihretu lezlem nwinna yeteran bahira beyekflo yekafle mihretu lezlem nwinna Israelin mekakalua yasalfe mihretu lezlem nwinna Faruna sarawituna betra bahir yitale mihretu lezlem nwinna Hizbun bemidre beda yemera mihretu lezlem nwinna Talak negestatina yemeta mihretu lezlem nwinna Tortuoch nema negestata yekedele mihretu lezlem nwinna Ye amorawiyanin negusa sewonin mihretu lezlem nwinna Ye basanin negusa agin mihretu lezlem nwinna Migracho wina rista drgo yesete mihretu lezlem nwinna Le bariyaw le israel rist mihretu lezlem nwinna Inyan beme waridachin asbonalina mihretu lezlem nwinna Katratochachinema ij adnonalina mihretu lezlem nwinna Lesigahulu migbina yeniset mihretu lezlem nwinna Yesamayin amlak ameskinu mihretu lezlem nwinna
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amorek? But who want the next verse with Amorek?
መዝሙር 135 በቅንፍ 130 እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ቸር ነውና ምሕረቱም ለዘላለም ነው ያማልክትን አምላክ አመስግኑ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነው የጌቶችን ጌታ አመስግኑ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነው እርሱ ብቻውን ታላቅ ተአምራትን ያደረገ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ሰማያትን በብልሃት የሰራ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ምድርን በውሃ ላይ ያጠና ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ብቻውን ታላላቅ ብርሃናትን የሰራ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለፀሐይ ቀንን ያስገዛው ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለጨረቃና ለከዋክብትም ሌሊትን ያስገዛቸው ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ከበኩራቸው ጋር ግብጽን የመጣ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እስራኤልንም ከመካከላቸው ያወጣ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና በጠናች እጅ በተዘረጋችም ክንድ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የኤርትራን ባህር በየክፍሉ የከፈለ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እስራኤልን በመካከሉ ያሳለፈ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ፈርዖንንና ሰራዊቱን በኤርትራ ባህር የጣለ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ህዝቡን በመድረ በዳ የመራ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ታላላቅ ነገስታትን የመጣ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ብርቶችንም ነገስታት የገደለ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የአሞራውያንን ንጉስ ሴዮንን ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የባሳንን ንጉስ አግን ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ምድራቸውን ርስት አድርጎ የሰጠ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለባሪያው ለእስራኤል ርስት ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና እኛን በመዋረዳችን አስቦናልና ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ከጠላቶቻችንም እጅ አድኖናልና ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና ለስጋ ሁሉ ምግብን የሚሰጥ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና የሰማይን አምላክ አመስግኑ ምሕረቱ ለዘላለም ነውና
Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts, for his mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which led his people through the wilderness, for his mercy endureth forever. To him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for his mercy endureth forever. Even an heritage unto Israel his servant, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Who giveth food to all flesh, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever, 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 forever.
Let the mercy shut up. Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari, Kedemari, Halasalasi, Meskin, Ameskinu, yes, so here. Like to write up a look of the Midrash. About 4 days ago, according to royal order, we had today's psalm, and it's interesting, the season with Exodus, the Torah reading and feeding on the 15th. So here again, we shared a little bit of the Midrash previously, but there were other portions we were not able because of time to share. And here, for the latter part of this Rastafari Wednesday Wisdom podcast, I'd like to share a little here of the time that we have. So here, the Midrash sections 3 to 6 right here, dub treasures from the Black Ark, the dub right here.
Rav Eliezer taught, even the beneficiary of the miracle, of the miracle, is not aware of the miracle done for him. For it is said, blessed be the Lord God, who alone doeth wondrous things, who alone doeth wondrous things. Here, Psalm 72, Hebraically, verse 18, Psalm 72 and 18.
Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, Osei Niflaot Alevato. Blessed be he who be, we be, Elohim, the Elohim of Yisrael. Baruch Yahuwah Elohim, Elohei Yisrael, who only doeth wondrous things, who alone, Levado, who alone doeth wondrous things, Osei Niflaot Levado. Baruch Yehovah Elohim Elohei Yisrael Osei Nifloot Levado. Rav Yosef Joseph taught in saying,
O Lord, I will praise thee because thou wast angry with me. Hear, Yishayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 1. Where amalta bayom hahu, or the kai Yehovah ki anafta bi Yashob apeka uate nachmeni. Full of verse. And in that day thou shalt say, where amalta bayom hahu, I will give thanks to thee, I, O Jehovah, O he who be who he be, O Deka, Yahuwah, for though thou wast angry with me, Ki anafta be, thine anger is turned away, Yashov apeka, and thou the eye comfortest me, Uate nachmeni, hear, Rav Yosef taught in saying, O Jehovah, I will praise thee because thou wast angry. Thou wast angry with me. O Dekai Yehovah, ki anafta bi. Of what is scripture speaking? Of two men who were about to travel somewhere on business. But a thorn got into the foot of one of the men and kept him from traveling. Whereupon he upbraided Ha'el, Ha'elohim, to God, and reproached him. After a while, however, he heard that the ship of his companion had sunk in the sea. Whereupon he praised Ha'el, Ha'elohim, and lauded him. Hence, it is said, O Lord, O Jehovah, I will praise thee, I, because thou wast angry with me. Thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Thou comfortest I. O Deka, Yahuwah, ki anafta bi, Yashov apeka, uate nachmeni. To him that stretches out the earth above the waters. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed, wow. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. Liroka'a haretza al hamayim. To him that spread forth the earth. Liroka'a haretza above the waters. Al hamayim. Our masters taught three liquids, water, wine, and milk, can be declared forbidden by the law of Gilui, the law forbidding the use of liquids that have been left uncovered. And here the Midrash note to Terumot 8 and 4, Terumot 8 and 4. Whence? From where? Whence do we know that water can be declared forbidden? Because it is said of water, to him that stretched the earth above the waters. Liroka ha'aretza al hamayi. To him that stretched the earth above the waters. Whence? From where do we know that milk can be declared forbidden? Because it is said even in Shoftim and Judges, Judges chapter 4 verse 19, Jael, open a bottle of milk. Jael opened a bottle of milk. When? From where do we know that wine can be declared forbidden? Because it is said even in Jeremiah 13 and 12, every bottle is filled with wine. And here the Midrash, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, stretched out the earth above the water, so as to cover the water. Jael had to open the bottle in that she kept the milk covered. And wine is kept in narrow-necked bottles, so as to keep the wine covered. It is thought that Rav Jose said, alas, for the people that see and do not know what they see, that stand and do not know what they stand upon, the earth. What does it stand upon? What does it stand upon? Upon the pillars. As it is said even in Job chapter 9 verse 6, God shaketh the earth out of her place, and the pillars thereof tremble. Hamargiz eretza mima komaha, we amudeha yita palatun,
who shaketh the earth, who shaketh the earth, Hamargiz Eretz, out of her place, from her place, Nima Pomaha, and the pillars thereof tremble, Ve'amudeha, and her pillars, Ve'amudeha, Yita Palatzun, and the pillars up on, upon the waters. For it is said, even here in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Wow, Psalm 136, here at the Wow, at the sixth verse, Le Roka'a Ha'aretz Ha'ala Hamayim. For here, it is said to him that stretched out the earth above the waters. And Hamayim, the waters, above the mountains. For it is said, even in the 104th Psalm, the 6th verse, the waters stand above the mountains. Al-Harima Ya'amdu Mayim, the waters stood above the mountains. Al-Harim Ya'amdu Mayim, the waters stood above the mountains. And Harim, and the mountains, above the wind. For it is said, even in Amos 4 and 13, for lo, for look, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind. Ki yahine yotzer hari uabore ruach. For lo, for look, ki hine, for look, see, here it is. Ki hine yotzer hari, he who formeth the mountains, yotzer hari, and he who created the wind, U Bore Ruach. Ki Hine Yotzer Hari, U Bore Ruach. And here, Midrash notes, the juxtaposition of the mountains and the wind in this verse is taken as evidence that the mountains stand above the wind. And Ruach and the wind above the storm. For it is said, even in the 148th Psalm, he breaks his 8th verse, wind and storm fulfilling his word. Ruach se'ara osa devaro, stormy wind, ruach se'ara, fulfilling his word, osa devaro. Ruach se'ara osa devaro, and the storm, ruach se'ara, and the storm hangs above the arms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the arms of the Holy One, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, and underneath are the everlasting arms, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Me'ona Elohek Edem, Ua Miyatachata Zeroota Olam, the eternal God is a dwelling place. Me'ona Elohei Edem. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Ua mi tachata zeroota olam. Me'ona Elohei Edem. Ua mi tachata zeroota olam. And here, Midrash, no, pointing to the Midrash, the study on Psalm 104, the 8th section, the 8th Perek, the 8th section, the 8th Perek. The sages say that the earth stands upon 12 pillars, for it is said even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Ve'hanchela eliona goyim, ve'hafaritoa b'nei Adam, yatzeba gebulota ami, le'mispara b'nei Yisrael. When the Most High Elyon gave to the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, their inheritance, V'hanachel Elyon Goyim, when he separated the children of men, the sons of Adam, V'hafarido b'nei Adam, he set the borders of the people, Yatzei b'gebulot Amin, according
to the number of the children, the sons of Israel. Le'mitzpar b'nei Yisrael. Some say that the earthly plane stands upon seven pillars. For, as it is said in Mishlei Shlomo, in the Proverbs, the Mashal of Shlomo HaMelech of King Solomon, wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Chakmota ba netaha betaha chatzva amudeha shibah. Wisdom, chakmot, hath builded her house. Chakmot ba netaha betaha. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. Chatzva amudeha shibah. But Rav Eliezer ben Shamua maintains that the earthly plane stands upon one pillar, whose name is the righteous. For it is said, even in the Mashal, Mishlei Shlomo, and Proverbs 10, verse 25, but the righteous is the foundation of the earth. With Adika Yisod Olam, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. With Adika Yisod Olam, or it may be interpreted as, but the righteous one, with Adik, is the foundation of the world. Yisod Olam, with Adika Yisod Olam, or maybe translated as, and the righteous one, the tzaddik, yisod, the foundation, olam, forever, foundation of the world, everlasting foundation, with tzaddik, yisod, olam. To him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, hear, the Psalm 136, the 10th verse, to him that smote Egypt with their firstborn, Le'makeh Mitzrayim abia b'koreihem, to him that smote Egypt. Le'makeh Mitzrayim, in their firstborn, bia b'koreihem, as he let loose upon Mitzrayim, upon Egypt, the plague of the firstborn. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be, he said, at midnight every firstborn shall die. The firstborn of Mitzrayim of Egypt, of Mitzrayim of Kemet, came in and said to their fathers, quote, all things that Moshe promised, he has brought upon us. And so, if you wish us to remain alive, go to, fetch forth the Hebrews out of our midst.